5 minutes to impact. The sky is now illuminated by the glowing orb as it draws closer. The asteroid begins to heat up as it comes into contact with our atmosphere.
The temperatures begin to rise very quickly as this enormous rock begins to heat up. The plants and trees beneath it begin to smoke and then spontaneously combust under its intense heat. The world is about to catch fire.
1 minute to impact. Most of the Earth's forests are engulfed in flames. The water in lakes and rivers begins to boil.
With the sound of 1,000 freight trains, the giant asteroid bears down on the planet. Its target, the Yucatan Peninsula. The asteroid is so big, as the first part hits the Earth, the rear of the asteroid is still 30,000 feet in the air. That's the height that most commercial airliners fly.
With the force of 1,000,000 nuclear bombs, it explodes. The sound can be heard worldwide. The Earth shudders under the impact. Superheated air expands away from the impact site, faster than the speed of sound. Anything in its wake will vaporize.
In Texas, the raptors turn to look towards the explosion. They're blinded by the light and within minutes are vaporized when a wall of wind, fire, and toxins rush past them. What was once a vibrant forest is now a total wasteland.
As the wall of wind continues moving away from the impact site, an enormous plume of fire, smoke, and ash rockets skyward.
Within 5 minutes, the debris from the impact has been thrown over 30,000 feet into the air. Some of the smaller pieces are thrown above our atmosphere, but are pulled back down by the Earth's gravitational pull.
The plume of ash and dust begins to fan out across the horizon, carried by the jet streams. Halfway around the world, on the island of Madagascar, the dinosaurs panic. Their island has been spared by the fires, but the shockwave made by the sound passes directly overhead. Something more dangerous is coming towards them.
The impact of the asteroid in the ocean has now created a series of tsunamis that race across the oceans, destroying everything they come in contact with. The first wave to hit Madagascar is somewhat repelled by the dense forest. For the moment, the Majungatholis are safe, but the next wave to hit it is 3 miles high. It completely engulfs the entire island and kills everything in its wake. This island went from a dense jungle filled with life to a war-torn, lifeless pile of sand.
In the Yucatan Peninsula, a once solid ocean floor is now a 111-mile-wide crater. A plume of fire, smoke, and ash billow into the sky and begin to fan out across the horizon. For the plants and animal life farther from the impact, it's just a matter of time. Trillions of particles thrown into space begin to re-enter the atmosphere and rain down on Earth. As they re-enter, they burst into flames. The rain of fire begins to ignite what remains of Earth's biomass.
The entire Earth is slowly being engulfed in darkness caused by the smoke and ash. What light remains is being generated by the worldwide forest fires. The Tyrannosaurus family has never faced anything like this before. A wall of superheated dirt and ash engulfs the family. The ash is so hot and caustic, it literally sears their lungs and flesh and cooks them from the inside out.
With the death and destruction brought on by the asteroid impact, it's easy to understand why dinosaurs, along with many other creatures, were wiped from the face of the planet.
Although you have death and destruction on a massive scale, millions of plants and animal species still survive. There were places on the Earth that were somewhat shielded from these series of events. Animals that could live underground or could retreat to caves, or even to the deep ocean, were able to make it through the initial blast. Some birds, reptiles, fish, insects, amphibians, and mammals were all able to find shelter or to be in the right location where they could survive. And it was they who went on to reclaim the planet and spread in numbers, ultimately reclaiming the Earth.
All modern life, including man, owes its existence to the carnage that unfolded 65 million years ago. Although millions of life forms vanished, those that survived would go on to inhabit every corner of the Earth, assuming their place in evolutionary history.